Blue Jay and Jimmy softball falls in doubleheader action, and three local players named to the 2023 Shrine Bowl roster. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The Jamestown High School softball season kicked off yesterday on the road against Dickinson. The Blue Jays suffered a pair of one-run losses in the doubleheader against the Midgets on Monday night. Jamestown falls to 0-2 to start the season. This is non-conference action against Dickinson, though, so we will see Jamestown take on Dickinson in conference action later this year. The Blue Jays softball doubleheader against Turtle Mountain, scheduled for today, has been postponed. The University of Jamestown softball team returned to action for the first time since March 29th on Monday. They faced the College of St. Mary in GPAC action. The Flames took both games of the doubleheader, defeating Jamestown 1-0 in game one and 11-4 in game number two. The Jimmies dropped to 13-13 overall, now 0-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll be in Yankton, South Dakota today for a doubleheader against Mount Marty as part of a busy week for Jimmy softball. The doubleheader between Jamestown and Mount Marty is set for a first pitch of 3 p.m. Congratulations to Peyton Hochalter, Jackson Walters, and Ethan Gall of the Jamestown High School football team. Those three Blue Jays were named to the 2023 Shrine Bowl roster. Joining them on the Shrine Bowl roster list from local teams includes Broden Muskie and Gavin Gerhart from Valley City, Noah Sunby out of Oaks, and from Lemoore Litchfield Marion, Brock Wendell, Garrett Hebel, and Colton Ness. For more in your local sports anytime, head to NewsDakota.com.